Sell what you want to sell. Sell the product that you feel good about, that you know is going to make you feel really fulfilled because you're making a difference, or you know this is the product that you should be selling. This is something that you care about. I don't give a shit what it is. Sell one product and one funnel and dial it in and do it really, really, really well. And you will be really surprised at how much freedom you have. Welcome back to the Boss Babe Podcast. I am joined with Lindsay. We are going to dig in to a really, really good topic today. We're going to talk about how I made my first seven figures with one product and one funnel, and really just going into the idea of doing one thing really, really well, one funnel, doing it really, really well. What is possible on the other side of that for you? All the things. But before that, should we just do like a life update? How are you feeling?
Good. Busy couple weeks, but I feel like we're on momentum train right now. It's awesome.
Oh my God, just got back from LA last week, which was absolutely amazing. I'm loving getting to speak more and really flex that muscle. It feels so good and I'm just enjoying it. The travel, I don't know that I'm enjoying as much. I'm going to take a little break from that and I would love to do more in Austin. So funny because before I had Noemi, I'm like, I want to travel constantly. And now that I have her, I'm like, I just want to stay home.
I get it. No, I copied you and bought one of those big ass calendars from Jesse Itzler, and RT and I filled it out over the weekend. And I was like, there is so much travel on here. He travels a lot. And I was like, look at these blocks of time where I have like 3 or 4 weeks with no travel. Those are going to be my, I'm like, this is when I can do house projects, or like, this is when I can do things. And to see the whole year framed out with all the travel on it already, I'm like, okay, this helps my brain know that like when I'm home and rooted, I can, it is like a different energy than when I'm in between trips.
Yeah.
Which I feel like we're feeling that because we just came off of January too, where we had two retreats. There was a lot of travel. Then you went to Growth Day. So now it's like, let's February. Yeah. February gets to be like more chill and more of like working in the business.
Yeah. January, I spoke twice in LA, did a retreat in Napa, and then the CEO Mama one here. So every single week I was traveling, but it was intentionally set up that way because I love to have a really, really strong start in January. That just makes me feel really good. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not traveling for a while and that feels really good. And what's interesting, I mean, you know, even though we've been out of the office a lot this month, the business has done phenomenally well. I mean, the numbers we're closing on is mind blowing. I'm like, how is this real life? I want to read our chat last night. It was between me, you, and our head of marketing. And we were like, just talking up how easy it felt, how good it felt, and just how in flow everything is. And I really think there's something to be said about being in the energy and frequency of abundance. I know that sounds so woo-woo, we're not as woo-woo on this podcast, but I think there is something to that, like really being in that frequency of doing what you love and serving at the highest possible capacity and seeing the results of that just makes you realize I'm so in alignment right now.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's two facets to it. I do think like right now we've really figured out like we're living in alignment and we're doing in Boss Babe exactly what we're teaching. And I think that people feel that from us and we feel it internally where we're like, we figure something out inside the business and we're like, oh, let's include this in society, or like, oh, let's put this out in Freedom Fast Track, like, because we want you to do everything that we've known to be successful. And I like when you can feel that through a business. And obviously that's like one of our core values is that we're totally transparent about if we use it, we'll teach it to you. And I also think like, the other side of all of this momentum is I think there's something palpable externally we've talked about the economy and like, we're not economists, we're not political experts. We don't really can't speak with authority on it, but I do feel like there is this like craving for simplicity and freedom, but not an avoidance of hard work. Like I think a lot of our people want to work hard and they want to pour into their business and they want to be successful, but they're just like throwing spaghetti at the wall or they're chasing 5 shiny objects and people are craving one thing, making it simple, really being able to like turn the dial up when they need to pull revenue into the business, turn the dial down if they want to take some time off. We've talked about it so much, but it's like, that's the freedom dial, you know, like if you need to have a big month because you've got some goals, like, okay, turn this up, like pour into your funnel. You want to take some time off? Cool. Like set it on autopilot and take a couple months and do something else, you know? And I think it's just this like alignment of the timing in our society right now where people want to have that flexibility, but they don't want it to harm the business. And so I think we've really figured out how to do that well. And now we're like, cool, let's teach it. And the reception to that energy has been so amazing. Clearly it's like producing financial results for us, but just like the DMs we get and the conversations we had at the CEO Mama retreat and the response to your talk at Growth Day, like people are hungry to learn what you say. I forget exactly how you said it, but it's like one product, one funnel, that's it. Like make one thing successful and then you have the key to revenue growth in your business.
Oh my God, I've never heard it said as succinctly as that when you said the freedom dial. And you're so right. It's not that people don't want to work hard. It's not the absence of wanting to work hard. I think it's people want to work on things that actually drive results. They want to work on the things that feel fulfilling and light them up. But when you're working like all the hours in the day, it feels like you're completely burning yourself out and you don't have the results to show for it. It's so demotivating. I think we've probably both been there. Mm-hmm. It's so demotivating. That stage of a business is the hardest stage. I don't care what anyone says. I know people say like more money, more problems, more team, more problems. I really think the hardest stage of a business is when you are working your socks off and you don't have anything to show for it. To keep going during that time is freaking hard. I remember being in it, like feeling stuck in the mud. It's really challenging.
Yeah. And I think no matter what type of person you are, it's challenging because if you're externally motivated and then you're not getting the external signs of success, it's weighing you down. If you're intrinsically motivated and you're now doubting yourself, you know, like that stuck in the mud feeling, which I attribute to too many things at once is usually the root cause, is like you're trying to do too many things because you've been told that more is better. But I think it's very hard to get out of that cycle without some type of step-by-step formula and some also, you know, that's the strategy, the tactics, but also some understanding like this inner work of I'm not only measured by the quantity of things I do. And, you know, we have that conversation a lot internally where it's like, it's not so much about like how many things are on the strategy. It's about picking the ones that are definitely going to move the needle and that are fully aligned with the values. And sometimes it's very edgy and uncomfortable as the leaders of a business to go like, oh, we could make money on that. Like that probably would work, but it's not truly aligned. And if we pour energy and money over here, it's going to pull us from the one thing that we know we should be doing. But yeah, it's like, I feel like it's important to mention, it's like, no matter what kind of person you are, if you're in that stuck in the mud phase where you're trying to do too many things and you're not having results, like everyone feels the same in that position. That sucks for everyone.
Yeah, 100%. And also just love what you were saying about like when we learn something in the business, we always want to share it. A lot of people talk about no gatekeeping, but when you come from a scarcity mindset, you do gatekeep. And I've seen that a lot. And I think it comes back to that being in the frequency of abundance. Like we want every woman to have a seat at the table. We don't feel like we need to gatekeep or keep any of this knowledge to ourselves, because if everyone learns what we're doing, they're going to copy and do better than us. I'm like, great, go crush it. I'm so confident in the way that we do things that I'm not worried about that stuff. Like, great, go and absolutely crush it and then come and be the best testimonial ever for us.
Right. Yeah. And then like, once you do that, we'll create the next offer up and we can refine it. We can get to the next level. Like we love to see success and then continue to support at the next level. I think as an aside, I feel like CEO Mama does that so well. Like where there's so many different people at different levels and when you put everybody in a room together, you know, you can see a couple years ahead of where you are and you're like, oh, okay, that's the next thing I want to do. And then that's the next thing. And Yeah, that's a whole other podcast, but like the ascension model, we should probably talk about at some point. But just thinking about like when you do one thing well, it doesn't mean you always have to do just that. It means like get really good at that, get people successful at that, get your clients to be successful at that one thing you're teaching, and then see what the next level of support they need is. And you can add a mastermind or whatever the product is. I think that's a good segue into like all these common misconceptions or like topics around this idea of one product doing one thing really, really well and being able to turn that freedom dial. I think one of them is what we were just talking about, where, you know, if I focus on one thing, I'm going to leave money on the table because I won't be able to do all these other things. And I think that's a good place to dig in because I know you've been there. I've been there where it's like, well, people are asking me for support at all these different levels, or they want me to teach them all these different things. So aren't I crazy to only focus on one of them? When have you been there in spreading yourself too thin across trying to teach on multiple things? And what do you think, what do you tell yourself now when you get tempted to spread your attention? How do you pull yourself back into like one good thing at a time, get results, then on to the next?
Yeah, it's such an interesting one because I have people that come to me all the time and say that, oh, I have so many people in my DMs saying they want this and they want this and they want this. And when we actually quantify it, like if we bring our logical brains in here and we quantify it, the amount of people that are asking you for that thing and are willing to pay for it is probably not that high. It's probably not high enough for you to completely pivot what you're doing and move onto something else. It really isn't if you get really honest with yourself. And so I see that a lot. And just because 10 people ask me for something doesn't mean 10 people are going to pay for something, doesn't mean that I should drop everything to go and serve these 10 people in a different way. There's two ways that you can develop offers within your business. You can be proactive in a sense of you think ahead to what you know your clients want and need, and you package that up and you sell it to them. Or you can be reactive. You listen to what your clients want and need and you sell that to them. I think we've taken a really good approach at Boss Babe where we've thought about what can we do and deliver really, really well. Okay, great. Let's do some research and find out, is this what our clients would resonate with and want? And let's take some of their feedback to optimize this offer and go all in with that thing. And ideally, you know, if people are asking for 5 different things, if you create an offer really well, probably you can tick a lot of those boxes. So I'm a big believer in first packaging your offer in a way that makes sense like that. And then when it comes to scaling, if you keep bouncing from thing to thing and keep diluting your focus in so many areas, you're not giving yourself or your business a chance to succeed. And I think you're really doing yourself a disservice. So many people give up so early and way too early. Oh, I did a webinar and it didn't work, so I'm going to do something else. Oh, you did one webinar and it didn't work. Welcome to the club, right? Welcome to the land of everyone did one webinar and it didn't work. No one hits out the park their first time. So then you hop onto a challenge. Oh, well, I did a challenge and it didn't work. Oh, you did one challenge and it didn't work. Welcome to the club. So then you hop onto a different way of selling and a different way of selling. And before you know it, you've done 10 things pretty shittily. Is that a word? We're going to invent it. And you haven't done one thing really well. Whereas if you had said, all right, I did that webinar and it didn't work, let me go study from people who've been there, done it. Success has left clues. Let me gather up that knowledge and do it again. Okay, cool. It did a little bit better, but not exactly where I want it to be. And what if you did that one thing 10 times? You already know you would have better results doing that one thing 10 times than doing 10 different things.
Yeah.
10 different times, right? So that's the way that I look at something. And I've just been really conscious from early on in Boss Babe to do that, because in my first business, I didn't. In my first business, sales were this mystical thing. If I'm being totally honest, I just didn't understand how to make sales in my business. Like every day I log into Shopify and it would be $0. And I'm thinking, what are people doing that is driving traffic and converting traffic on a regular basis? Like how are people getting sales from people they don't know? And I know this sounds really simple now, but at the time I genuinely didn't understand any of it. And it took me so long to figure that out and to understand marketing and realize that I can have the best product in the world, but if I don't teach myself how to market it, I'm always going to be stuck for sales. And actually I'm going to hinder my chance to do what I love because I can't sell it. As you build your freedom-based business, it's important to take care of those behind-the-scenes details like payroll and taxes. We've been using our podcast sponsor, Gusto, for years, and whether you have a large team, a small team, members from all over the world, or just one member from your same city, this online software makes managing the details of your business so simple and efficient. You know how much I loved streamlined systems, and Gusto is the perfect platform to help you stay on top of those nitty-gritty details in your business that may not excite you but are super important. Gusto is an easy online payroll and benefits software built for small and growing businesses. It really is an all-in-one remote-friendly platform and is the place to pay, hire, onboard, and support your hardworking team. You also get direct access to certified HR experts and to small group health insurance options for nearly any budget. Gusto is there to help you succeed at any stage of business. And if you're currently on a different platform but want to make the switch, 90% of customers say switching to Gusto was easy, and 85% of customers say running payroll is easier now than their previous provider. So we encourage you to make that switch. If you're ready to get organized and have everything all in one place, all online to take care of your business and employees, head to gusto.com/bossbabe and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's gusto.com/bossbabe. Let's say you are a relationship coach and you absolutely love helping two people build a better relationship. You could be the best relationship coach in the world, but nobody knows about you. You're hindering your chances of being able to have an impact in people's relationships because people don't know about you. Whereas if you give yourself the edge in teaching yourself how to market, all of a sudden, all of those clients that desperately need you now know about you. And so I just think it's one of those things that as business owners, we have to teach ourselves, unless you have a co-founder or someone in your business that knows that part really, really well, which most of us don't. You have to teach yourself that. And again, yeah, be willing to like, to keep testing and doing it when it doesn't feel easy. I know I'm like going off on a rant because I feel like I could rant for days on this because it's actually so much more simple than people think.
Yeah, well, and I think it's a common excuse we hear, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't know how to sell. I don't know how to market. I've been guilty of that. Like, and it's valid in some ways. Like, you don't. Maybe you are not a natural at it. And maybe you have some fear about showing up. You know, you're not fully aligned with what you're selling and you're trying to force something. Like, there's all these things that can be true. But I think that what you're saying is such an important point to hear, which is you can love your business. You can be the best at what you do. If you haven't put the time into figuring out how to sell it, it's nobody else's fault but your own. Like, we live in 2024, like it is so loud out there in the market. And no matter what industry you're in, it's loud. There is competition, there's noise, your customer is distracted. So you've got to know how to get their attention. And once you have their attention, I think this is the nuance of sales too that makes it feel mystical, is like, well, I have a big following. Like, why are people not buying? I have a big email list and I email them all the time, but nobody buys. Like, that's where there's this additional nuance of, okay, like, cool, now you have their attention. Now you also have to get the angle right, you know? And you've been mentoring me on this as part of Inside of Boss Babe, where I'm like, damn, Natalie, like, you just said it in a way that's like so masterful. How did you learn that? You're like, I have studied angles for so many years and I know exactly if I word it like this, it'll work. If I word it like that, nobody will open the email or nobody will click. And I'm like, wow, okay. So there is also a level of like practice, which I think is what is underrated, but you've done so much of, and I think is so evident in what we deliver at Boss Babe. Like, you don't automatically know exactly the message that's going to resonate. You don't know what the hook is going to be that gets their attention. You don't know what the value stack inside of like what you present in your sales page that's going to make them click buy. You have to try different things. You have to practice. We are harping on it, but it's like, we have failed many, many times. Like, we've had disappointing, I know you have, and we could talk about it. And like, for me, it's like, I remember times where I'm like, this is really good. Like, I would buy this. And then it's just crickets, you know? And it's like, okay, so this works for me, but not for my customer. Like, and then in the past, I would just give up and go, you know, go on to something else or try again, like reinvent the entire wheel and try it in a whole different way, which also isn't the solution. Sales being mystical, I think, comes down to this question of like, do you know how to practice? And are you comfortable practicing? And are you comfortable messing up and not knowing? And if you are comfortable there, do you have the support and the tools and the education to know what you need to learn through your practice? You know, and I think of sports metaphors, like my 16-year-old brother with basketball. It's like, okay, he wants to get better at basketball. He has a coach and he has to practice. But he also like needs to know the vocabulary and he needs to know the rules and he needs to know like the technique and all these other things. And so it's like this two-sided coin of you've got to put in the work to practice, but you also need somebody giving you the steps that you need to be taking and helping you understand what you're supposed to be practicing. And we're no different in online business, but sometimes I think we've gotten away from this idea of this everything in success in life takes practice. And sales doesn't have to be mystical. It just needs practice.
Totally. And I do think sometimes you do yourself a bit of a disservice if you're constantly buying new courses and learning from tons of different people, not because one person is better than the other, but because everyone teaches a different process. Everyone teaches a little bit differently. And if you're learning from so many different people, you're not really giving yourself a chance to go all in one way. Because I think a lot of strategies do work if you give them the time to actually work. So if you're hopping around, I really encourage you just pick one place to learn, one kind of methodology to learn and implement so that you can go the distance with it. I also was listening to what you were saying, and I just want to share too, if you sell something that you know people want to buy it from you. People want to buy your service or your product because they know it's going to make their life better in some kind of way, but you have to make it clear and easy. If you don't, they will go and buy from someone else because, like you said, people are distracted, people are busy, everyone is making noise in the industry. And so you have to stand out by making it really clear and making it really, really easy. I also, on the angle thing, yes, I'm all about the angle. You know, you can take a product that hasn't made a single sale to being completely sold out instantly by changing the angle on it. And we've seen that time and time and time again. That's a big reason when the team are like, why are you coaching inside of Fast Track when you already have all this curriculum, like in your brain, you could just like do it in an evergreen way. I love to do live coaching and give feedback because there's little nuances like angles. Like someone can show me their offer and it might be amazing, but just because I've done it for so long, I can say it's little things like what we do on VIP days, change this word, position it this way, add this in. And I think this is just the way my brain works. It's like a jigsaw piece. And sometimes people have all the pieces, but they haven't put it together. And I love to come in and help them put it together. So it's a big reason that I want to teach inside of Fast Track. I just absolutely love this stuff. I could speak on it forever because when you are really good at marketing, it has the ability to completely change your life.
Yeah.
Completely. And I don't think enough people know and understand that. I think the myth is that if you get a lot of followers, it'll change your life. And it's not true. Coming from someone that has over 4 million of them, I can tell you that is not true. I work with a lot of people that have huge followings and they have no idea how to convert. And then I work with a lot of people who have tiny followings and they are converting so highly and they're making such a good living and they're not attached to their phone 24/7. Because that's something that we get to talk about is like not all of this is freeing. And so you want to set things up in a way that actually feels good to you. And followers aren't going to unlock that bank account number for you. Followers aren't going to unlock that vision board for you. Being able to market is. And that's really, really important. When we talk about helping you build freedom-based businesses, possibly, that is such a big part of it. It's like, let me teach you how to market so that you can build freedom in your life.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane during long travel days or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class win big in business was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
I think a lot of people think marketing is like this old school. I don't know. I come from the corporate world, and marketing was this like stodgy, I don't know, like trade shows and like bad looking emails. You know, it feels either like old school or scammy, you know, and like the new trend on social media with like the I'm a digital marketer. And I'm like, are you, or like, are you? No shade, but like maybe a little shade where I'm like, have you ever digitally marketed anything except this digital marketing course that you just bought in an MLM model? But like now if you're applying the skills you're learning and you go and like do what we're talking about, then okay, maybe there's something there. But I do think there's this spectrum of marketing being either like really complex and like corporate-y feeling or like scammy bro, I'm trying to sell you something on a MLM model or like a get rich quick type thing, right? And like, not what we're advocating at all. Like, and I think it's an interesting thing to talk about because you say, like we were talking earlier about money on demand in the business and how we've really built Boss Babe where we have those levers we can turn. Like if we want to go, we plan a launch, like we know it's a dial, like it's money on demand. We can say we're going to launch and it's going to probably do this much money and we can plan on that in the business. And that the consequence of that is the freedom that people want. And so I think when we talk about that kind of stuff, people want money on demand, of course, like who wouldn't? But in order to create that, you've got to be able to market. And like, you have to know that marketing is the creation of the ability to have money on demand. And I think it's more than social media following. That's part of it. It's email marketing, but that's not everything. That's part of it. It's also what we were just talking about. Like, it's also having your finger on the pulse of not only your product, but also your customer, and like having honed that one thing so much that you know, oh, that line's not going to convert, but this one will. Or like, they don't want to hear me say that. They want to hear me say this. And like, this may not be what would sell me, but this is what will sell my client, you know? And I think part of like what we're so passionate about is in our programs is like, we want you to be good at marketing, and we want to remove this maybe bias people have against it where it feels either way too hard or it feels like it's going to make you scammy or spammy. Like, I think it ties back to the conversation too around sales being like mystical and hard. It's like only because you haven't practiced it or you haven't learned about it, or maybe you tried it and it didn't go well. So now you're kind of ashamed of it and don't, you know, you don't want to like look like you fail again. All of that is to say, like, just you go back in and you study it a little bit and you really learn what it means in your style of business. All of a sudden, you've got mastery. You know, you're like, oh, okay, I know how to do this. Like, I know that this post driven into this freebie, into this conversion event is going to be money on demand in my business. And I think when we talk about freedom, which is all we love to talk about, that's freedom.
like a broken record.
but I mean, I think like, the ability to generate money predictably in your business is the only path to freedom. Like you can't be living on a prayer, right? Like that's not freedom. You might win and it might blow you out of the water, but also it's not predictable. And our brains love predictability. They love comfort. They love certainty. And the only way to really build that into any kind of business is to cover all your angles, right? And know that this will work. It will have these results and I can plan on this amount of revenue.
100%. And all of that, it doesn't have to be complicated. I talk about this all the time, but I made my first 7 figures with one $29 product and one funnel. It was not fancy. There was no bells and whistles. I didn't have a full team supporting me in all of the things. It was one funnel, one product, $29. And you see all of this stuff online. Sell high tickets, sell that, sell this. Listen, sell what you want to sell. sell the product that you feel good about, that you know is going to make you feel really fulfilled because you're making a difference, or you know this is the product that you should be selling. This is something that you care about. I don't give a shit what it is. I really, really don't. We could be talking magic mushrooms here, right? Sell one product and one funnel and dial it in and do it really, really, really well. And you will be really surprised at how much freedom you have when you let go of trying to do a million and one things, trying to be a one-man band, juggling everything and getting nowhere. Doing one thing really, really well and perfecting that funnel end to end will have you be freer than you thought was even possible. And like you say, that money on demand, I think it can sound a little bit catchy, like, oh yeah, that sounds great for you. No, a big part of our podcast is like, can you please listen to the things we've been able to create? Like, this exists. This is a land that exists and we want you to join us in it, because we all know what having freedom can do for your lives. And we want you to have it too. So like, just listen that it's possible and you don't have to be stretched and stressed to be able to create it. Like, I hope you walk away from this being like, actually, I can keep it simple. And that level of revenue, that level of money, that level of financial freedom is possible and available for me. It's not reserved for this special cohort of people on the planet. It absolutely isn't. And quite frankly, we could do with more women like us being wealthy and making a difference in the world. I think that would change the world in some great ways.
Well, you posted a story the other day, last week, that was like, you asked a mentor, like, I'm going to purchase a house in cash. And like, am I crazy to put this much money not in like a 401k or like what traditional people would do? And their answer to you was like, for some people, sure. Yeah. Like, people that don't know how to make money on demand, then yeah, like, I'd save this money and put it in some kind of more traditional investment. But for you, you know how to measure those type of purchases in like revenue generation in the business because you've mastered it. And I think, and I said to you that day, I was like, this is like, psychologically, I resonate with that so much, because I think that's how a lot of us think, where we're like, oh, I really want this thing in my life, or I want this measure of freedom, whether it's a thing or it's the amount of time you work or it's where you live. Like, I really want to move to California, but I can't until I can afford XYZ. And it's like, okay, that is how many launches in your business, or that is how many clients, or that is how many sales of your product. Like, if you start to really tie the two things together, which I know we talk a lot about, like, life and business for entrepreneurs, like, very little separation, right? And so I love that psychology of looking at, hey, like, I want to create this thing in my life because it makes me feel free. Like, you bought the house in the UK because that's where you guys want to spend the summers. You want Noemi to be able to hang out with her family. And that feels like freedom. It's like, okay. And you know how to backwards math that in the business to go, okay, then that means the business needs to do this much in sales so that I have this much take-home income, so that I have this much cash available to do that. And I know so many of our people, people listening in the Boss Babe audience, think that way too. And then they talk themselves down. They're like, oh, it's never gonna happen. I could never have $1 million a year. I could never do that. And I've been there, you know? So I'm like, okay, I love these conversations around like, okay, if you have permission to think that way and you're surrounded by people who think that way and we're helping you build it so that you can be that way, like, that's the magic and that's what we're trying to create. And as an aside, like, if you haven't noticed here, we're trying to be really like edgy and open and about our ambition and about money and about unapologetically making money, because it's not used for bad. Like, you went and bought your dream house with it so that your family could have summers together in the UK. You know, it's like, more women having more money and doing that kind of stuff with their money starts to wipe away all these like biases, like, oh, you know, if you're making that much money, you're taking it from people that need it, or you should be putting that kind of money in conservative investment strategies. Like, none of that feels like freedom. And if we're going to advocate for freedom, we're going to live our lives that way. And we want you to do it too. Then we also want to be showing you behind the scenes, like, we're unapologetic about it. We're teaching the exact methodologies we use. And the more people that join us and get to those levels too, and can have these kind of conversations with the people in their circles, like, that's how the ripple effect happens.
So true. Like, being able to have a business where you pay your team really well, you give really generous bonuses and parental leave and all of those benefits, that is such a win in of itself. And when we have more feminine leadership in the world, I think we have more of that and we have a happier population, honestly. And I know that's like a big statement to say, but just the way that the world is right now, it feels like we need more of this. We need more feminine leadership. We need more women earning like freaking phenomenal money and having that level of freedom so that they can make choices. I grew up seeing no freedom at all. And I saw the very detrimental effects of that. And I never want another woman to be in that position. I want her to have options and want her to know that she has her independence and can make choices from a place like that, or be able to employ women and give them something like that. I think it's an incredible thing to do. So I'm really, yeah, like you say, I'm not ashamed talking about money. Like, we're not the kind of people that post on social like how much we make every day and screenshots and like all that stuff. It's not, no shade to it. It's just not really our style. We are a bit more private like that. We do like to share a little bit on the side of, okay, this is what's possible. We're not going to share this constantly, but this is the kind of thing that is possible. And we don't want to come across as like braggy or sleazy or anything like that, but we want to be able to say, this is possible for you. Is it Lacey Phillips calls it expanders, when yeah. you can get around people that can expand your vision to what's possible. Every single time I've leveled up, I've been around people that expand for me. And my group of friends are expanders for me in so many different realms of life. And I love being around people like that because I have brand new reference points for what's available. I didn't grow up with many expanders. The expanders I saw were on TV, but still that glimmer of what was possible gave me hope and give me motivation to go and do something bigger.
Yeah, I love that because the real of it is like, you know, you and me especially, we text and Slack. Like, I think we are the meme of like, we have three separate conversations going on three separate platforms every day, all day. But I mean, we watch the money closely and we do watch sales and we are calculating run rates and all, you know, like we celebrate when we have a big day and we do the math and it's like exciting. And the reason we're doing that is like not to hoard cash. It's because we also have a big team and we have big goals and we have a budget that we're trying to make money to fund some big projects that are coming up. And, you know, and so I think it's also as a business owner and an entrepreneur, when you look at like celebrating money and then also tying it back to its full circle back into the business of like, if the business generates this money, it means the business gets to keep going. You know, like the whole reason we make money in our business is so that we can keep making money in our business. You're not making money to just like get to the end of the year and be like, well, I'm done in business. Like I made some money this year, never doing that again. It's like, no, you want to make $1 million this year so that you can try to make 3 million next year, you know, 10 million in 5 years or whatever your goals are. And you have to implicitly know that that's not going to all be you. And that as your business grows, you want your business to grow. And that means more people are going to have to come in and help. And then now you're invested in their lives and their success. And now you've got more customers. You're invested in their lives and their success. And over time, money becomes not only a personal representation of your own success, but also this incredible catalyst to continue to foster growth in your team, in your clients, in your own self and your mastery. And I think like that's where those money messaging can get lost in the like marketing world of like, we're not just doing this to make money. We're doing this to grow our business. And that means we get to keep making money, but we put that money back to use for our personal lives, but also in the business. And I think in Boss Babe, I wanted to say, as you were talking, I'm like, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship, but we have like 12 people that work for Boss Babe that aren't entrepreneurs, right? Like they work for us. And so you can also be in this entrepreneurial spirit and in this energy of like what we're just talking about, working for someone else, if that's where you're at in your life right now, or if your own business is a side hustle to a primary job that you have that you love, or you're making plans right now, or you've come back, like I've come back into working inside of a business instead of my own. And I think this entrepreneurial belief system and approach to marketing and sales and like thinking about money in this way that we've been talking about doesn't just have to be applied if you're the owner of the business. So I wanted to make sure we said that too, because we have such an incredible team. And I know with you, and I feel this way too, it's like way more of the reason that we want to make so much money is to give all of them amazing paychecks and incredible, you know, parental leave and a lot of time off and like a really nice lifestyle. It's way more that than like putting money in our own bank accounts.
Oh, so like, yeah, the idea of intrapreneurs, I would say a majority of our team are intrapreneurs, which I think is kind of necessary in a company very focused around entrepreneurship. They're so passionate and they're all very entrepreneurial, but within a company. I absolutely love that.
And you still have to know marketing. Like I still 100%. Challenge you, like everything we've talked about, if you're an intrapreneur and someone else owns the business, like, you know what, like insider tip that's going to differentiate you from every other person on that team, learn marketing, come in to your job, no matter what your job is, and know how to sell things in that business. Like that's the key to growth in your career and to really getting to like play a role. And I've seen this even in like brick and mortar businesses where somebody comes in and they're like, hey, like we could package the product this way, or we could try this new partnership or this new sales channel. And the rest of the organization's like, oh, wow. Like, you know, so these opportunities exist everywhere, and understanding it and understanding like this idea of one thing really well and how to build the funnel for it, whatever the funnel looks like in your style of business, is I think a skill that no matter what your career is, whether you own the business or not, or wherever, whatever level of revenue you're at, it's applicable.
Yeah. You want a pay rise, you want a bonus, learn marketing. Yeah. From someone that manages a lot of people, learn marketing. The people in your business that can really support you moving the needle are the people that you're always going to want to hold onto and are going to really pay really well. Learn marketing.
Like, have we said it enough? Like, do we need, do you want to come hang out with us while we teach you marketing? Because that's also what we want you to do.
100%. Yeah. It's such a big thing, but I just like that we're being really direct about it. Sometimes you just need to hear it directly and also know that it doesn't need to be complicated. So if you're taking anything away from this, it's knowing that if you can build one funnel for one product and really dial it in and commit yourself to the path of learning, you will have money on demand. You absolutely will. And so hopefully this will serve as an expander. It will serve as a reminder of what is possible for you. And then also just quick notes. So if any of you are like, okay, I'm listening, fucking hell, you've said this so many times, can we, if you want to hop on a training with me, I'm doing a series of free trainings. I haven't done this in, oh my goodness, 9 months, maybe a year, maybe longer than that, actually. I'm doing a free marketing training. So DM me the word playbook at I Am Natalie, DM me the word playbook and you can sign up. These trainings are going to be live. We'll have replays if you can't make it. You'll only get the replay if you've signed up, but it's really, really worth signing up for. We're going to go into a lot of detail about this specifically. Like if you're sitting like, okay, what does it look like? If you're not ready to fully jump in and work with us in Freedom Fast Track or the society and you want to just get a taste of this to get started, DM me the word playbook. I'm going to be delivering it live and you can come into that training and we can work on this together. And at least you can get a start. At least you can start implementing some things in your business that are going to support you in being able to build this. So yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
I know I'm on the inside, but I've seen the slides and like, I feel like they're next level even for you. So yes, get in there, playbook, all one word, to Natalie's Instagram and we'll get you the invites.
Okay. So what are you excited about for February and March, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. Personal, like this is when spring starts to kind of peek through in Colorado where we get like occasional 60 degree days. And I'm like, yes, like, winter is going to end. So for that, and then for that, it's the personal side, the weather. Professionally for me, I'm itching to implement some of the stuff we talked about at retreat. And we're just starting to roll some of it out, especially internally, like team organization and a couple big projects that we've been teasing. We'll have to talk more about later, but I'm like so excited to start having like the rollout of everything that we've built the plans for. How about you?
Mm. Oh, similar about the weather. Yesterday I went for a walk and it got up to 73 degrees. And I was like, this is what I am here for. I did not move to Austin for these freezing cold days. So yeah, definitely the sunshine. So Q1, this feels like more of like a personal couple of months for me. Like I'm not traveling. We're not doing a ton like business wise. So I've been blocking off my Tuesdays and Fridays to just pour into me, pour into my family. And that feels really good. I'm really committed to learning and up-leveling and having white space. Getting outside, I just enrolled in a new audio course and I'm so excited to get outside and do it on a walk in the sunshine and just really enjoy this weather and this brand new year, I feel like I started off with so much momentum professionally, set a lot of foundations, and I'm so committed to that personal freedom and white space. And then professionally, these trainings, I think it feels like it's my best yet. And I am really, really, really excited about them. I can't wait to teach them. I absolutely love it. Nothing lights me up more. So I think it's going to have a huge impact. I'm manifesting that we're going to get 50,000 people on these trainings. And I'm manifesting that it's going to have a huge, huge ripple effect across the entire industry, across people's lives, and hopefully even beyond that. So yeah, that's my professional thing, is let's get 50,000 women on these trainings and let's teach them how to start marketing in a really powerful way.
Okay. Well, you said it here. There's at least that many people listening right now. So hopefully if you're one of them, you're going to
sign up.
DM us playbook and get in there. Seriously though, even if you have a funnel that's crushing it and you don't think like you need to hear this stuff, I think there's always, like we talked about, there's always a benefit in learning more and evaluating whether or not it's something you want to apply to your business. And like, I can't wait. And I'm going to go into these trainings. I've seen your slides, but also I'm like not digging in too much. And because I want to look at it as a learner too and go, okay, like even from what Natalie's teaching, are we applying this exactly like this in Boss Babe, you know? So yeah, love that for us. Love that you're having a slower, like paced Q1 too, because I think we have a lot coming down the pipes and later in the year that's going to be more demanding on schedules and things. So Yeah,
it's so sweet. Jenna Kutcher actually just texted me and she said, I'm really excited to enroll in this with you. And I texted back, I was like, Jenna, you could literally teach this with me. Like, you and I run the same funnels. We have the same strategy. And she said, yeah, but I always learn something new when I listen to you. And I feel the exact same way about her, about other people in the industry. Like, I sign up for everyone's everything to just get a pulse on it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I enroll in all the programs with everyone. I normally stick to my core people, but I learn so much from people that maybe aren't as far ahead as me. People aren't the same place I'm in, and people that are further ahead, I can learn something from everyone. And I think that's the mindset you really want to have going into anything, is I'm going to go into this training, I'm going to pick something up that's going to move the needle for me. And when you have that beginner's mindset, that learner's mindset, you'll always get something of value. And I just love that she said that, because she is such an example of freedom. I love the way she lives her life, and I love how transparent she is about it. I think she's kind of like us in the same as, like, doesn't share all the numbers all the time, but you know she's doing great and she's so happy and aligned and fulfilled. And just having that text from her, I'm like, that's why you're so successful, because you have that mindset, and I admire it so much. So yeah, I love it. I'm really excited to do this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see everybody there.
I'll see you all next week. Bye.